Welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries Bible Study. Message of the Bible, this is Lesson 13. I am Elder Fay, your teacher for the Message of the Bible series. At the end of our last Bible study, I promised we would take a look at the Pharisees and the Sadducees of Jesus' time, the teachers of the law and the enforcers of the law. When Jesus came and began to teach something different, people became confused. Who should they believe, and why should they believe them as opposed to Jesus? The Pharisees and the Sadducees were also in disagreement with each other, but they did have one thing in common. Both groups wanted to get rid of Jesus. As I approached this lesson, I began to see that what the people of that particular time were experiencing is not much unlike what we are experiencing today. We will get back to the Pharisees and the Sadducees of Jesus' time in another lesson. But right now, I feel a compelling need to encourage you in the Word on issues we are facing today. Right now. In talking to people, the conversation won't go far before it will turn to concerns about what the future will be like. Will I have enough food to feed my family if I lose my job? If I get sick, will I have the means to be taken care of? When I get old, will I be able to get the care I need? Everyone I talk to are feeling a sense of fear, uncertainty, and distrust. But what bothers me most is that these are my Christian brothers and sisters. We are being bombarded with so many messages. Who do we believe? What do we believe? Where do we go for the right answers? Who can we trust? Anxiety is so high, you can actually feel it in the atmosphere, not only in this country, but so it is with people all around the world as they wait in anticipation of what will happen in November. Those of us who are in this world but not off this world can escape pre-November anxieties and move on and think about December, where we focus on the story of Christ's birth and realize that from that one incident, all of our anxieties, questions, uncertainties of this world were taken from us and placed on Him. We as believers know who controls the future. Now, come with me as the sovereign God of the entire universe takes us out of the anxieties and uncertainties of November into a place of peace, assurance, and tranquility. Sovereign means someone with supreme power or authority. The sovereignty of God is the biblical teaching that all things are under God's rule and control, and that nothing happens without His direction or permission. God worked not just some things, but all things according to the counsel of His own will without exceptions. In Psalms, the 115th chapter, the 3rd verse says, "Our God is in heaven. He does whatever He pleases." To say that God is sovereign is to declare that He is the governor among the nations, setting up kingdoms, overthrowing empires, and determining the course of dynasties as He determines best. In Psalms, the 22nd chapter, the 21st verse, 28th verse says, "For dominion belongs to the Lord, and He rules over the nations." To say that God is sovereign is to declare that He is the only leader, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. In 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, the 15th verse said, "Which God will bring about in His own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings, and He's the Lord of lords." That's who the God of the Bible is. And that is who we believe and serve and who we depend on. Proverbs 19th chapter, the 21st verse says, many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. In Ephesians, the first chapter, in the 11th verse, in him we are also chosen, having been predestined according to the plans of him who worked out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. His purposes are all complete and can never be stopped. And chose his leaders even before they are conceived. God told Jeremiah in Jeremiah the first chapter, the 5th verse, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. In Daniel, the 4th chapter, the 35th verse, he does as he pleases with the powers of heaven and the people of the earth. No one can hold back his hands or say to him, what have you done? In Isaiah, the 46th chapter, the 11th verse, he says, from the east I summon a bird of prey, from a far off land, a man to fulfill my purpose, what I have said that I will bring about, what I have planned that I will do. In Psalms, the 33rd chapter, the 10th to the 11th verse, the Lord fails the plans of the nation. He spoils the purpose of the people. But the plans of the Lord stands forever, the purpose of his heart through all generations. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. In Lamentations, the 3rd chapter, the 37th to the 38th verse, we who speak and have, who can speak and have it happen if the Lord has not declared it? Let's listen and be encouraged by other Bible verses of God's sovereignty, his rulership, his leadership, not only in this country, but all over the world. In Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, the 39th verse, see now that I am he, and there is no other God beside me. It is I who puts to death and give life. I have wounded, and it is I who heals, and there is no one who can deliver from my hands. In Romans, the 11th chapter, the 33rd to 34th verse, oh, the depths of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Even though we may not understand why things are happening in the order they are happening, we must remember Isaiah 55th verse and 55th chapter and 9th verse, and trust him. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Now we know that God is in control. Let us now concentrate on some of his promises that assures us that all is well with us. In Matthew 6th chapter, the 34th verse, it said, take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. In Luke, the 12th chapter, the 21st to the 25th verse, it said, do not worry. Then he said to his disciples, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouses nor barns, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass, which today is in the fields and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you? Oh, you of little faith, and do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you have these of these things. But seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We as believers need only to be assured of our future by standing on the promises of God and the fact that he is in control, complete control. In Hebrews, the 13th chapter, the 5th verse, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So, in November, if you still have uncertainties about what you should do, meditate on Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, 6th verse. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Please feel free to share this Bible study. You will be surprised how many Christians are so tied up in this season on things happening in the world that they have lost their way. Bless them with this message. I too was caught up for a while until God gave me the sermon of the month, and amazingly, it brought me back to reality. As you notice, I did not call this a Bible study. It is far more than that because of the day and the time and the hour. It is a reminder of the mindset that we are to be living in day by day. So please join me in part one of our next Bible study series as we begin to experience how our salvation is laid out for us as we journey from the cradle to the cross. May the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. And may the Lord give you peace.